Hey everybody, this is Steli FD.
And this is Heaton Cha, and today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about TweetStorm.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
That I did, I guess, right?
Yes. A TweetStorm that I think every entrepreneur, every founder should read, every person that works in a startup. And so I retweeted it, telling everybody to fucking read it. But I'm like, not everybody's following us on Twitter. So this is such an important topic. I thought we needed to touch on this on the podcast. And it's a topic of, you know, one of the biggest mistakes companies make are holding on to people that aren't working out too long, right? Which means, you know, you've made the determination or you're seeing that this person isn't working out. They're not successful within the company. They're not performing it the way that you expect them to. But you're not, the moment you realize that you're not taking action instantly, you're doing what I would say almost every founder and every person that has hiring and firing power does do. You postpone that. You try to rationalize things. You kick the can down the road, think, well, maybe if we give this one more month, maybe if I help them with more training, maybe if, I don't know, maybe I change my management style, maybe with this new campaign, it's a fresh start and they can show themselves now. You just like keep postponing, trying to rationalize, trying to give people more and more and more chances. And then once you made the decision, there's all kinds of other reasons for not firing them, right? Oh, it's the Christmas season, it's New Year's, it's we have this big project. Oh, we just had, you know, this would be bad news and would be bad for morale. So let me, there's all these reasons why to keep postponing that, right? And I just ran through a shit ton of them really quickly. And now I want to pass on the ball to you, Heaton, which is, why is it so bad to do this? Why giving people a bit more chances is bad? Why maybe waiting for the perfect time to part ways or fire somebody is that bad? Why is postponing letting go of somebody that isn't working out, why is that such a bad thing? And what triggered you to even tweet about this in a little tweet storm?
I don't know. I think it's just one of the things that people keep doing over and over and over and over again. They keep basically hoping that someone who's not working out is going to work out. I mean, I wish it was more complicated. I wish I had more to say that, like, you know, oh, you know, it's like, you know, it's okay. Like, you should let people, you know, stay in your company even though they're not working out. I know it sounds literally ridiculous. And, you know, the way I started the TweetStorm was basically by saying one of the worst recurring problems that companies of all sizes have is keeping people around who aren't working out. And
what? I just wanted to ask, what are the consequences of this? What is the real cost implied with keeping somebody around that isn't quite working out?
Honestly, like, your company just sucks more for it. Mm. Like, I mean, this is stuff I can't say on Twitter, but I can say it to you on a podcast. Your company sucks more because of it. Like you know, like the thing I learned, I've done a few of these tweet storms, is like, if I'm writing something and it's like a tweet storm, and it's one where like I could just keep going, like this one. Mm-hmm. I'm angry about it. Mm. I'm just angry about it. Not at myself, not at anybody else. It's just like out of like, literally like, why do we keep doing this to ourselves? And I think that like, it makes your company suck. Your company sucks if you keep people who are just aren't working out, because it sucks for everybody. It sucks for your team because they get invested in this person, or they keep seeing that this person sucks for your team and it's not working out. It sucks for that person because like, they're probably not going to be there at some point. Right. And they can move on to a place that's better for them than where you're at. And it sucks for you if you're the manager of this person, because you're sitting there like talking about this person all the time. So think about how much time you're wasting. Right. And the thing is, like, this is what I forgot in the tweet storm, but it's like one of my best tips. And like, I learned it the hard way multiple times. And what it is like, if you're basically talking shit about somebody in the company between like two people or three people and they're not in the room, get them in the room. And I think we've given this advice before at some point, but like, get them in the room and just figure it out. Like, it's not worth anyone's time to go work in an environment that they're not appreciated. And it's not worth your time to work in an environment where someone's there that you don't appreciate.
That's so important and beautiful, even if it's hard, because the truth of the matter is that they also know, right? Consciously or subconsciously, they know that they probably are not performing that well, that they're not killing it, that they're not delivering the results that you were looking for. Even if you're not saying anything, they will be able to sense it in your energy, in the way that you talk to them, that you are disapproving, that you are worried about them, that you have conflicting thoughts and emotions about them. And they will know. So it's going to build up internally in them as well. They're going to be unhappy and they're going to be uncomfortable and they're going to be stressed out. So you're not doing anybody any favors. And if they don't, if they think that they're killing it, it's even worse. The problem is even worse, right? Where they're living in such a different reality than you, that is bad for them and bad for you. Now, what about the argument, Hedin? Because I know some people will think about this. Some founders now that are listening to us are just going to go, ah, shit, they're right. And they'll have a person in mind and they'll know exactly what we're talking about. And in their hearts, they'll know, shit, I need to talk to this person and I need to part ways with this person ASAP. And I've been postponing it because I feel bad about it. But listening to Hedin and Stelly, yes, I know I should. But there are some other people that might listen to us and go, well, but what about giving people second chances? Like, what if somebody isn't working out, but it's still kind of early, and I don't know if with more training or more time or putting them in a different project, if I'm going to be able to make them work out, right? How do I differentiate when something isn't going to work out versus it is going to work out?
Good. I got a tweet on that.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got two, actually.
Shit.
You know, I mean, you know, this is what I wrote. I'm just going to read it, and then I want your opinion. But, like, I basically said, if you're regularly speaking unfavorably about an individual on a team, it's time to rethink their involvement in the company. The first time this happens, talk to the person directly. The second time, if a second time occurs, talk to them again. Don't wait for things to magically improve, right? Then I say, look, the energy spent trying to fix someone who isn't working out should be finite. Be direct with them. Give them clear and concrete examples of your observations. Make sure they understand what you expect from them. Set a timeline for improvements, schedule the follow-up. So look, they call this like PIPs, right? Performance improvement plans when it comes to like larger organizations. I think startups have taken that on to some extent as they've grown. And at the end of the day, that's what I'm talking about too. But the thing is, if you have to go as far as to get someone on a performance improvement plan, they're already out the door. What you're doing is you're documenting why they need to go. And like, it doesn't matter if you're a smaller company. That's important because you want the person to understand why it didn't work out. I mean, just out of human decency, right? But like the thing is, don't waste your time. So to me, like I want the person to understand why it's not working out. I want the person to know that. That being said, I want that to happen as fast as possible.
I love it. I think that's it. We'll wrap this episode up. It's tough. And both of you, we've both been in this situation multiple times where it took us too long to make it to part ways. Hence why we're speaking about this. Both with such, I think, empathy, but also with conviction of like, this is just a terrible thing. Just get
that's
over it.
That's where the anger comes from, right? Like, yeah. It's like, oh, crap. Like, what are we doing?
Why is this happening again and again and again? And it's such a costly mistake. And the reason why it's happening mostly is because it's emotionally hard to do.